The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's December the 4th and we've got two topics today. The Independent Actors Theater and also Columbia Art League. Let's start first of all with Emily Raleigh. Good to have you here,
thanks,
Emily.
Thanks for having me.
Independent Actors Theater, you have a production coming up. Is it Thursday?
Yep, we open Thursday. So it runs just this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Blue Fugue on 9th Street downtown.
And it's a Santaland Diary.
Yes, written by David Sedaris and adapted for the stage by Joe Mantello. And so it's full of Sedaris's characteristic sardonic sort of humor. It's funny, and it's about a man who is... he becomes an elf for the holiday season, and...
He becomes a real elf?
Well, he becomes an elf at Macy's.
Okay.
And so he's conscripted into helping all of the Santas, Santa Joe, Santa Bob, and it's about him dealing with the masses of people and what he does to keep himself entertained, and how he sees the darker side of Christmas, but then at the end we have a new Santa that is different from the rest, and... it might just turn him around just in time for the holidays. But you'll have to see the show to find out.
Oh, okay. Well, you gave us a pretty good synopsis there. But you're running just this weekend. So
yes.
If people want to see it, they've got to come now.
Absolutely. Limited time only.
Why is this production so special to you?
This is a fun holiday show. It's a one-man show as well. We're devoted to very actor-centered shows.
Only one person?
Yes. One man for just over an hour.
One person's playing the elf and all the Santas?
Yep, he tells the whole story. So it's in a narrative form. So he is telling as the elf. And then he gives you synopses and little glimpses into what else goes on at the Santa Land at Macy's.
Mm. How long is the production?
It runs just over an hour or so. So okay. It starts at 7. We should be done by 8 in time to go see all the other holiday things going on in town that same weekend.
Okay. So it's the Santa Land Diaries. Mm-hmm. It runs December the 6th, December the 7th, and December the 8th. Yeah. Curtain time is...
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it's at...
The Blue Fugue on 9th Street, right across from Calvary Episcopal.
And people can get tickets how?
At the door. They're $8. Or they can get them online at our website, which is www.iatheater.org.
Okay. All right. Emily, thank you so much for coming by. So what do you got coming up after the first of the year?
After the first of the year, we have our 5th annual Short Women's Play Festival. The plays are short, not the women. And we're bringing in playwrights from around the country who have submitted their work. It's in March, mid-March.
Okay. So we'll have you back for that.
That would be great.
Emily Raleigh, thank you so much for coming by. And Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
All right. Now we got Diana Moxon over here. Columbia Art League.
Hello, Paul.
Here I am again. Yes, Miss Moxon. Oh, you brought a tulip along.
I brought a cornucopia of lovely artworks.
Oh,
with me.
Yes. Well, you
now,
always
I know we're
did.
On the radio, so people are going to have to imagine, or we're going to have to describe
people
them
can
very
imagine,
well.
You can describe it, or if you want to see this cornucopia of artwork that she brought along, simply go to kbia.org. Then click on Talk Shows and click on Radio Friends, and they can watch your segment.
They can watch the segment, too. So then they can see all the loveliness that we have here.
Okay, so I'm holding a aluminum or tin
steel.
Tulip.
A steel tulip. And you can plant it in your garden. You can plant them inside the house, but if you plant them in the garden, they rust, and they're supposed to rust. So I have a big rose in my garden and a big lily, and just over time, as they weather, they rust and blend into the landscape.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And these are made by Bill Brackett. Now, you may have seen him at Art in the Park. He comes to Art in the Park every year, but he has at the Art League the steel tulip, steel Sweet Williams, a beautiful big cactus dahlia that's a big...
And they're all going to rust. And they're all going to rust and look very beautiful.
Unless you put them in the house. You put them in the house, they won't rust.
But I thought this was a candle holder at first.
You know, you could put a little
you could
tea light
this,
in it.
You could stick
it in
this in one of your plants as a holder, mm-hmm. and put a candle, but be careful that you don't leave it unattended.
Don't leave it unattended near some dry bushes. No.
Now, something else you have.
These are big sellers right now.
These are gourds, right?
Yeah, by Melinda Lotvin, who lives here in
Columbia. Melinda Lotvin made this, right?
And then she painted them all little tiger faces. We must have sold about 12 or 15 of these. These are such cute little Christmas tree ornaments, or just ornaments through the year, really.
Okay.
And so those are at the Art League. Then we have some beautiful jewelry, too. Look at this beautiful. It's an amethyst.
Describe it for people listening on the radio.
It's a little cuff, so it's you bend it around your wrist. It's amethyst color. It's all beautiful, different purples. And that's made by India Marie Knowles, another Columbia artist.
And these are all available down at the Columbia Art
all
League.
At the Art League.
So you can go down and you can do your Christmas shopping. And this, is this a jewelry box?
It could be a jewelry box. It could be a tea box. It could be a cufflink box. Whatever you,
it could be
it's a whatever you want box.
Yes. And it's beautiful. And this was handmade here in Central Missouri.
This was handmade in Fulton. This is by Larry Mamet, who's one of our regular artists at the Art League and also an Art in the Park artist, all inlaid marquetry.
Really beautiful. What kind of wood is this?
Oh, it's a number of different woods. I think there's walnut in
there.
Yes, I was
going to say walnut. It looks like walnut and oak.
And he has several boxes at the Art League, in small boxes, larger boxes, and everybody loves boxes.
Yeah. And then you have an autumn leaf.
A beautiful leaf tray. So it's a clay tray made by Anne Grogan. And what I love about these is they're like $8 or $10. So they're great little
ceramic?
It is. It's clay, yeah.
Clay.
And then she puts a leaf into it, and then in the kiln, the leaf burns out and leaves the imprint behind. So that started out life as a real leaf.
You got to go online and look at this. This is really very special.
They are. And so we have lots of different shapes and different leaves, and they're $8 to $10, so they're great little
Christmas gifts too. Real leaf that was pressed into that with the veins. It's just beautiful. Yeah. Go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and take a look at this. And you can see what we're talking about that's available down at the Columbia Art League.
And then last but not least, we have this really beautiful necklace, which is made by Sarah Seach. She's another Columbia artist here in Columbia. She has all this beautiful beadwork and matching earrings that go with it in lots of different beads and stones that she has spent probably 30 or 40 years collecting.
What are the beads?
Oh, they're all sorts of different beads. I think some of them may be little bits of amber, some of them are glass, all sorts of different seed beads and larger beads. But again, she has several works down at the Art League that are just beautiful and decorative for their holiday season.
So you've got everything down at
the
Columbia Art League.
We have, and I think people sometimes forget when they're out doing their holiday shopping, they just think they have to go to the mall. But, you know, there's so many great stores downtown with beautiful things to buy, you know, PS Gallery and Blue Stem and the Art League.
When you come to the Art League, of course, you're supporting local.
All local artists.
It's as local as can be.
Yeah. You don't get all that excess packaging. You're buying local. The money's staying in the economy. And you're supporting our wonderful local artists because, you know, it's great that we have so many artists in Columbia. But if we don't support them and buy their work, then we won't have great artists
in
Columbia.
Thank you. All right. So what's the phone number for the Columbia Art League?
It is 443-8838.
Okay. You can ring her up anytime and she will... How do you say when you call somebody back?
I'll ring you back.
You'll ring them back.
I'll ring them back. Or they can also drop us an email at info@columbiaartleague.org or they can, of course, come to 207 South 9th Street and visit us.
Thank you so much for coming by. Emily, thank you for coming
by.
Okay. Let's see. Tomorrow, Lynn Rossi will be here. Tasting Mindfulness. We're talking about eating during the holidays. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is J.C. Lee. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.